This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Cities like Madison are in the midst of a housing crunch. There are a lot of people talking about solutions, but most with the goal of fixing what's often thought of as an urban problem. So what's happening outside of the state's cities? Rachel Vasquez takes us to rural Wisconsin to find out.
Heidi Tibbetts is showing me around a place called Benjamin House. She's got bright red hair, and I know she just got off work because she's still in her scrubs. For Tibbetts, home is Benjamin House. It's a homeless shelter in Barron County, a small place with about 45,000 residents in northwest Wisconsin. We go through a shared kitchen and a TV room, and then we get to the two rooms Tibbetts and her three kids have been living out of for more than a month. There's a twin-size bed on one wall and a bunk bed 2 feet away. Clothes and stuffed animals are everywhere. It's a pretty tight squeeze.
This is like all I've done since I've been here is all these places.
She pulls out a stack of papers. They're all apartment listings.
I probably called 50 places in this last week. And every realty that is around here. From here to Barron, to Cameron, to Shatek. And nothing.
She can't find a place to live that fits her family and her price range. For her, that means nothing above $650 a month.
Pretty much been homeless now 2.5 years. And me and my fiance and our kids have tried for the last over a year now trying to find a place, and we just keep getting denied.
One of the reasons is her record. She's got an OWI, and her home was foreclosed on in 2012. And when landlords have a lot of applicants, that's one of the first things they look for. Tibbetts isn't shy about her record, though. She's frustrated that people can't see past it.
It's like, are you perfect? Because I don't think one person on planet is perfect. And I think everybody deserves a second chance.
It's not just Tibbetts. There's been a waitlist to stay at Benjamin House since at least 2015.
Right now, we're actually over full, but we get probably 20 to 30 calls a month of people looking for housing.
That's Lori Bowman, the executive director of Benjamin House. The shelter limits people's stay to 90 days just to meet the need.
It's a huge stress, but we have so many people waiting. There's only so much time that we can allow people to, and with our limited amount of space, that's what we can do.
Will Gale heads the group Wisconsin Rural Housing. It's a statewide nonprofit that gives direct housing assistance to the poor. He says housing in Barron County is more expensive than you would expect for a place of its size. And now it's approaching a crisis level.
You see places starting to pop up for rent for $750, $800, even some houses that are getting close to $1,000.
So why is it so expensive to rent in Barron County? One of the reasons is that there's not a lot of available housing. That gives landlords more freedom to raise rents. But Gale says the other factor is income. In a place where 44% of renting households make less than $25,000 a year,
there's a gap in the kind of middle wages that you would expect to see people earning to afford typical 2-3 bedroom apartments. So there's just less people in that middle ground who could afford a place.
And when that group of middle-income renters disappears, that sets up a choice for landlords and developers. They can either target low-income renters or people with high incomes. Nancy Keeler has been a landlord in Barron County for 17 years. Her units top out at $625 a month for a two-bedroom, so they get a lot of attention.
I will get 40 to 50 calls a week when I have an opening.
And that means many of them are going to get a no.
I have to deny a whole lot of people, because if I have 40 calls in one opening, I can only accept one.
Heidi Tibbetts finally got her yes. The day after we spoke, she found a 3-bedroom house in Hagen. She's happy to have her family in a place of their own, but now she's got new stresses. The new house is infested with fleas. The family's car has started acting up, which could be another big cost. And now she has to cover bills and rent every month. Rachel Vasquez, Wisconsin Public Radio.